we traipsed back down to the school. So once I'd done with the original class in Miss Hawkins' class, you then physically went up to the stairs into Miss Wilson's class, which was a step up. Miss Wilson, I think she was called Doris Wilson, was a Welsh lady. As a kid, she looked like she was about 100, but I imagine she'd have been in her 40s. She would have now been like a caricature of Edna Everage with horn-rimmed glasses, and she was Welsh, and she had a smoker's cough to match. Quite a hoarse voice. She drove a sky blue Morris 1000 car, but I do remember the kids were her priority. So she taught us up the stairs. She would teach us capacity lessons where you're throwing water from one container to another to try and get some sort of perception of mathematics. And the one thing I do remember is there was a boiler in each classroom, and on the boiler, it was fenced off so you didn't scald yourself. And you get a crate of milk and put it on the top, third pints of milk, and it would be warm to a tepid temperature, and then you'd poke a straw in and have to drink it. And many a kid threw up through drinking this tepid milk. It was absolutely awful. I can recall once having a punch up with Dave Pitt because there was one solitary third pint bottle with a Christmas lid on it where the others had the standard lids. And we went for the bottle together and ended up having a punch up over a third pint bottle of milk. When you went out to play, you'd go out into the playground out the back, and it seemed absolutely massive. We had climbing bars, so when you fell off them, rather than if, you'd hit a tarmac floor. You had no mats, no health and safety. And in later years, they put in a swimming pool. I mean, it sounds grand, but it was just a sort of a structure with about 2 foot of water in it. The toilets were like, I imagine it would be like in Dartmoor or Wormwood Scrubs. The toilet pans had no division between them. And you were sat beside somebody having a conversation with them while you were sat on the loo. And we had Izal toilet paper. So when you folded it over, it was like the rough end of a Stanley knife. No wonder we didn't like going in there and using the Izal toilet paper. And I genuinely think that's why all us Bishop kids turned out to be extremely well-rounded individuals. One of the teachers I had in the school was a lady called Mrs. Chewson. She had two daughters, Pat and Angela. And I can remember Mrs. Chewson asking me to write on the blackboard on this particular day. And I remember we were in what they call the back kitchen, which is a little offshoot of the main Robinson room. And I remember the date. It was the 6th of the 6th, 1966. So I would have been 8 years old. Mrs. White, or Maureen White, that's Elaine's mum, taught us history. And she was lovely. And we also had a young female student teacher called Miss Starkey. So I guess Miss Starkey would have been in her 20s, and all the boys fell in love with Miss Starkey. And we would try to show off to her and try to ingratiate ourselves because she was such an attractive girl. And we were like 10 years old showing off. Another lady we had, and we played her up something rotten, was Mrs. Coyle. I do remember she had a son called Harvey, and her husband was a dentist. And Mrs. Coyle, if you're listening now, I do apologise for my behaviour. So the big class was class one. And the headmistress then was Agnes Robinson. And to everybody else, she was known as Fanny Robinson. To us kids, she was a scary individual, a really strong-willed, ruled with a rod of iron. I guess she would have been pushing 70-year-old, so to me that was 160, hair in a bun, glasses, and an immense aura of authority. And the name "you will go to see Miss Robinson" would frighten you to death. She would live in a house, if you went up 4th Street, just past the top of Bishop's Avenue. She lived on the left with her sister, who I think was called Annie, or Anne, I do believe. On school days, Miss Robinson would leave her bags on the opposite pavement. So if you were a kid going to school, that bag was for you to carry. if you walk past it, because you thought, oh, I can't be bothered to take that, she's not looking, and she looked out her window and you walked past it, she would then call you in and ask you why you walked past her bag. I guess, looking back, she was doing a good job, but my word, she was really, really strict. I did get threatened with a cane once, but I never actually got the cane, but some kids did, across the back of the leg or across the back of the hand. And I think when Miss Robinson retired, I think she was on one of those SAS programs as an interrogator. But I genuinely think she had the kids at heart. But what a strong-willed lady she was. I was taught at the original school, so the school that's the community centre now, by Bill Holmes. And Bill Holmes came along, I think he was Welsh, and he came to the school in my last year. He was pretty relaxed. He let us play football down at Pathfields. And he liked his music, did Bill Holmes. Being a Welshman, why wouldn't he? And he produced a nice Steadford. And he tried to get us kids, I can remember it like it was yesterday, to perform The Sound of Music, which everybody knows is a pretty popular film. And I got a part as one of the Von Trapp kids. And I remember having to sing So Long Farewell with Susan Doxey, who was also one of the Von Trapp kids. And she was one step ahead of me because she already had like an Austrian outfit. So I can remember singing, but even then it must have been like The Sound of Music, like the agricultural version, because we were kids and really didn't know what we were doing. When the 11 plus came along, I can remember distinctly being told on the day that this is not the 11 plus. I was under terrific pressure to pass because I've got some cousins, pretty bright guys that have gone on to be pilots and engineers, and I didn't pass it. And I can remember going home and crying, not for my sake, but for my mum's sake. None of the lads passed the 11 plus in that year. None of them passed at all. Some of the girls did, and that, we didn't know it, but that lays the foundation for your future life.